whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 306. Today is Saturday, August 20, 2022, or if you're over here, it's Sunday, 21st in Aussie land. It's a nice cold Sunday. Anyway, I am your host, Lita. Hi, everybody. Fair is not joining me today. Her, can we say your computer is being silly, Discord's being silly, so I'm just gonna do a solo show. We will get Fair back on soon, when we can. So I think it'll be technical difficulties. Yes, all good, don't worry about it. It's fine. As long as we can get something sorted for you for future, we will look at that. Definitely help you with that. Anyway, welcome chat room. Hi guys, I see Fair is here, Tybe is here, Dave's here, Nisi's here, Zaya's here. Thank you guys, thanks for joining me today. And anyone else lurking, I'm not sure, but thank you. All right, well, as I said, it's probably really gonna be a short show. My weekend WoW is called I went back to work after my little holiday vacation. And, I went to sit down and play last night, and it didn't happen so well. I noticed there was a lot of add-on updates, which was good. So I had everything ready, and that's all she wrote. So it's been a bit of a week for me, so I've not had a chance to really sit down and play, not even get on Lita, honestly, so as opposed to the challenge tunes. Also, apologies, I am a bit nasally, the sinus is very real, and it's, my nose is running. Well, it's not great, so apologies. If I have to mute myself to blow my nose. But anyway, as I said, we will get Fair back on. We will have a chat to her. I know she's busy leveling her pacifist and a green man, so all of that. But how about we just dive into... Actually, you had a slow week. It's okay, we're allowed to have slow weeks, absolutely. Anyone else have a slow week? Anyone have a busy week? Nisi's would have been a busy week. And again, Nisi, thank you for doing all the State of the Challenges for me. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate that when I went to sit down. Nisi had knocked that out of the park and got that sorted for me. So thank you. Appreciate that greatly. Anyway, I'm not sure on this angle. Do we like this angle? I didn't like the camera up, so give me some thoughts. I'm not liking the green screen. What it's doing to my eyes. Actually, if I do that, it looks like I've got... Well, in mine, I don't know. Looks like... Actually, that'd be quite good for maybe Halloween. but I'm trying to play around and get a better angle with the camera. I told you last week I had to get a new monitor. I did tell you. I'm pretty sure I told you. I had to get a new monitor. One of my monitors died. It was most perplexing, and I think that camera, that monitor would have been, I was just trying to think, I think it would have been at least 8 years old. So that's not a bad run, I feel. Might have been closer to 10, I'm thinking. So, you know, I have gotten a lot of use out of that monitor. But I did get another monitor, and it is bigger than the other two, and hence, because it's bigger, putting the camera, it's right up there, and I feel like I'm talking like this. So I thought if I brought it down, it might be better, but I'm not liking the green screen is annoying me. But anyway, it is what it is. So that's pretty much my first world problems, as you can see. Other than that, I think let's just talk about the news, because I know somebody has been very busy leveling. Where's my little, let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right, so we have some congratulations in order. First off, we got congratulations to Andy Hunter on reaching max and becoming our 22nd Shadowlands Pacifist Champion. Amazing, amazing. Well done to Andy Hunter. Also, congratulations to Azzy G on reaching max and becoming our 5th Shadowlands Green Man Champion. Not only has he leveled a Green Man, but he also leveled Azzy P and became our 23rd Shadowlands Pacifist Champions. Crazy. Where is it? He's just going pow. And I think he's currently leveling a Bloodthirsty, but probably needs to pick Nisi's brain, I'm guessing. Nisi. Absolutely amazing. I must say, fair. 23 pacifist champions for Shadowlands. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Anybody? That is amazing. This would be our most amount of pacifists for an expansion. Nisi, yeah, so amazing. Passies is fantastic. Again, if you want to try something a little bit different, pacifist is a lot of fun. And I must admit that, you know, the naysayers, I was one. Who wants to not kill something? That's what I always thought. You know, who wants to go around and just pick flowers? But there is something said about picking flowers that is not only that, finding your quests that you can do that don't, you know, cause a problem. Zaya says Shadowlands seems to be a bit less hard. Yes, Nisi says I do believe this may be the most pacifist champions we've ever had. Flowers. Fair says yes, absolutely. Again, absolutely amazing. I think this expansion has been, it certainly has been a very successful expansion for our challenge tunes, which is great. Absolutely fantastic, considering, as we say, when we looked at beta, it was a huge concern. So, you guys knocking it out of the park, right around with our irons, our passies, our bloods, our greens, our working men, you know, well done to everyone. Absolutely. So again, congratulations. Let's all our max level champions. Well done. All right. Now, below, I have got the banner here. Obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see it. But we have got the WoW Challenges fashion show, Striker Pose. I'm not going to sing because nobody needs that. But yeah, Striker Pose, which will be next week. So just a reminder for those that are going to enter. We will be doing that on next week's show, which is episode 307, which is also our 7th anniversary. My God, crazy. So if you're entering, it's not a contest. We're just doing a little fashion show. That's it. If you want to submit, please send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. I need them by, say, the 25th of August would be really good. That way I can collate and get everything ready for the show. All it is, send in your most stylish screenshots of your challenge stones. So, rule is, no transmogging of gear. Alright? That's it. Episode 307 for the 7th anniversary on August 27th. Yes. I didn't plan it that way, but there's a lot of 7s. That's good. 7's one of my lucky numbers, so that works out really well. So yeah, no transmogging of gear allowed, no account-wide use of any gear. All gear must be equipped on level 10 or above toon. When you're submitting an entrant, please make sure the toon you are using is gear appropriate. So please don't go and flag a toon by wearing green gear on a pacifist. No. So there are many different, and you know, all it is send in. I've already got a couple of entries. Thank you to those people that have sent them in. I do appreciate that very much. Hopefully we will get some more. Again, shoot me through the email to podcast@wildchallenges.com. So we're just going to do a little fashion show. No contest like what we've done in previous years, but we just wanted to do something fun for the anniversary. So if you've got something cool, those have to be equipped. Yeah, it's just to make sure that, you know, people are following along in the not the gist of the show, the theme of the fashion show. It's just making sure. So yeah, if you can have that equipped for, you know, a couple of days while the show is on, that would be really good. That would just help to make sure, you know, people haven't transmogged. And it's no use, you know, pretending that you're doing something on a toon. It's just a cute little thing. So if people want to cheat in it, it just doesn't make sense. So yeah, so that's what we're doing next week. So you've got a few more days to get some entries in. And again, you can submit more than one screenshot. If you've got multiple toons, send them in. We love to look at toons and, you know, what people have got. So if you've certainly got a couple of toons that you'd like to send some, you know, screenshots in, how they're looking, what they're wearing. If you've got a little story, please, you know, write a little story for them. Tell us why you're wearing that. Tell us, you know, what is it? Do you like to go and pick flowers? So you're wearing this really cute flowery dress. You know, whatever that would be. So yeah, that would be very, very cool. Also, just a reminder, because next week is our 7th anniversary. Oh my lordy, 7 years. Who would have thought 7 years? So if anyone has a memory they'd like to share from the last 7 years, send us an email, tweet us, drop something in through on Discord, Facebook, any of those things. What's your most favorite memory? What has been something that stood out over the last 7 years? You know, even when did you come to listening or watching the show? You know, maybe someone's come in after 3 years or 2 years. What's it been like? So, as everyone would know, Stone and I had started this way back 7 years ago. So it's been full on. So yes, so next week is the anniversary. We've got the fashion show, and Chris will be here. She can't be with us today in the chat room, and because you know she lives at work and she needs to sleep. So she will be here next week with me, and we can have a look at our fashion show together, which will be very exciting. So I can't wait to see. As I said, we have got a couple of entries. I've not looked entirely at the screenshots sent, so I quickly download them, don't look at them, put them there ready so then I can properly look at them next week on the show. So very excited to see what we've got for that. All right, well, we'll do state of the challenges. Let's have a look. Hang on, I'm going to play my little... Where's my little trumpet? Yeah. All right, state of the challenges. Now, apologies right now. We all know I'm bad with words and butchering names, so apologies right now. Thank you, Nisi, for the... for what you've done. Thank you. So here we go. All right, so irons this week. Let's have a look at number 10. We have got, looks like it's redneck is, looks like the translation has hit level 32, but unfortunately RIP. Number 9 was surprisingly at level 33. Number 8 is Pink Topeads, level 34, RIP. Ooh, this is looking a bit rough. Number 7 is Next, and they were level 35 but lost to the Nether. Number 6 is Lohuan at level 36. 5 is Wise Fox, level 38. That's a good name. Like that. Number 4 is Iron Hunt 2 at level 40. 3 this week is Lucky Boy, level 41, but RIP. Number 2 is Corvillain at level 46, RIP. Well, rough week for the irons. Number 1 is Mender City at level 52. Okay, let's have a look at our bloodthirsties. So we've got 10 bloodthirsties this week. Well done. All right, so at number 10, we have got BT Hunter at level 11. Number 8, 9, numbers later, numbers... Number 9 is Taco Salad at level 16. Number 8 is Horde Taco at level 18. Well done. Number 7 is Blood Soak at level 22. Good name. I like that. Number 6 is I5 at level 28. Number 5 is Druid Tarko, 33, but lost to the Nether. Number 4 is Iron BT Pav, level 50, but lost to the Nether. Number 3 is Zaya Bingra at level 51. Number 2 is Troll Your Soul at level 53. And number 1 this week is Tidal Soul at level 58. 2 to go, Nisi. Very close. Well done. 58. How's Bastion going, Nisi? I'm guessing same old, same old. Zaya, well done. 51 as well. He's busy man, that one. Alright, pacifists. Let's have a look. We have got 10 pacifists again this week. Well done. Okay, number 10. We have got Nuckin at level 16. Number 9 is Karaysan at level 20. 8 is Tatiana at 24. Number 7 is Ferricello at 34. Number 6, Pisa Ball at level 41. I love that name. Love that name. Number 5, Progu at level 54. Number 4 this week would be Gentle at 56. Wow. Number 3, Never Die Passy at 57. Wow. Number 2 is Azzy P, who hit level 60 and became our 23rd Shadowlands Pacifist Champion, as well as at number 1, Andy Hunter, who hit level 60, becoming our 22nd Shadowlands Pacifist Champion. Well done. Well done. So, did we not lose any passes this week? Awesome. Awesome. That is great. Alright. Tins. No tins this week. Greens. We have got 5 greens. We have got number 5. We've got Mutalix at level 16, but yellow flagged for not enough kills. Number 4 is Gren Green at 25. Number 3. Nisi, I quickly just read your notes. Thank you. Natty at level 28. Nisi wrote, Natty rhymes with daddy. I love it. Awesome, thank you. Number 2 is Fair Lythana at level 56. Hope I got that one right. And at number 1 we have got Azzy G at level 60, becoming our 5th Shadowlands Green Man Champion. I cannot get over how Azzy's just like right across the things. Utterly awesome. So, what did we say? Isaiah says use the scouting maps. Okay. Nisi said, if I never see Bastion again, it will be too soon when this is all over. We don't blame you at all. I was going to say, your percentage of play for Shadowlands in Bastion would have to be, like, for all your tunes, are we thinking it'd probably be like 90%? I'm like, if you took the average of leveling all your tunes, I'm gonna think being in Bastion would be a lot, like a huge percentage. Be interesting to know though. Yes. Okay, Nisi says not spending the gold on the map when I'm almost done. Yes, because of Zaya saying use the scouting map. All right. Working man, let's have a look. We have got 5 working man this week. We have got working bull at level 16. We have got at number 4, we've got plamp at 18. We have got tinker at 29 as the number 3. Number 2 this week is tintax at 38. And number 1 working man this week is Soul Blister at level 53. Well, I must say it has certainly been a busy week for the leveling. So again, well done everyone. Congratulations. Let's do this. Absolutely fantastic to see all that leveling, so well done. Commiserations to everyone we've lost, and hopefully everyone will have a really good leveling week this week. So yeah, we will see how that goes. That includes me being able to sit down and play. That would be the thing. All right, which means not having to get to play. I didn't get any alpha played at all, which was supposed to be one of the things that I wanted to do last night, is to have a sit down and have a play. But here we go. Fingers crossed that I'll get some of that done. All right. Let us do... as I said, short show. Let's go into this one.
Hey, yo! It's Chit Chat!
Oh, swords. Always love that. Alright, I have got a couple of jokes and puns for you. So this is the one that I'd given for Fair to read, but I'm going to read it because it's just, I thought it was cute. Alright, why are fungi always invited on road trips? They don't take up mushroom. I thought it was very cute. I'm not sure if we've had that one, but that one's really, really, really cute. Alright, Tiber. Let's do Tiber's stolen joke of the week. We have got cucumbers hate becoming pickles. For them, it's a jarring experience. I did think where that was going, but I like it. I like it. Very cute. Shrooms, absolutely. And I gave that one to you because, you know, I thought, like, picking mushrooms, pacifist. That was my thought. Alright, I've just got a pun, and I've gone over to a baking pun, because we know that we're mad on baking. That would be me. I have a super secret baking recipe for bread. Unfortunately, it's on a need-to-dough basis. Oh, that was so cute. I was like, yep, I had to have that one. That was very cute. Making bread. Yes, normally I've got a bread maker, and normally I just stick everything in the bread maker, but one of these days I'm going to sit down and make proper bread, like proper hand, all of that. So yeah, anyway, that's both were nice, excellent. All right, well, I think we've got, like as I said, it's a short show this week. Next week will be a bigger show because of our 7th anniversary show. So this one's a short show, which is fine. That way then I can get the editing done. I've got lots of things I have to sort, as well as the fun stuff of dealing with groceries and some housework. So as much as I love to sit down and have a chat with you guys, which I do, I've got to sort some stuff out for my mother. as it is, there's always something, but it's all good. So we will wrap this up and look forward to next week. So again, don't forget, we have got the fashion show. If you want to send in your entry, your screenshot, send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you have got a memory that you would like to share from over the last 7 years, or whenever you've come along on the journey to listening and see or seeing the show, please send that in. Drop a line on all, wherever the social medias are. We would appreciate that. As I said, yes, next week will be a little bit of a celebration next week, which, you know, I think we're entitled to do that. 7 years is fantastic. All right, let me find, where's my little cute little heart gif? There it is. Okay, so to our Iron Elite, I want to say a huge thank you. We have got these amazing people who love to support the show. Thank you so much. It does help greatly with the website and those sorts of things. So we do appreciate that. So to our Iron Elite, we have got Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Laren Ramar, me, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. One of these days I'm gonna get that for you, Tiber. Wanima and Zaya. Again, thank you so much for your support. Also want to thank everyone, whatever support that you give, whether it's just being here for the show, thank you. You know, interacting, your likes, retweeting, any social media interaction, thank you. We do greatly appreciate that. So you know, it all helps. So again, thank you very much to everyone for that. Also a huge thank you to our wonderful mods for all that they do. We have Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Again, you guys make my life so much easier. Nisi, looking down the camera at you, thank you. Words cannot express. It's great. And obviously to our code wardens, in particular Zaya, looking down the camera at you as well, for all the hard work that you do with the code, with sorting all of that. There's lots of behind the scene things, so Zaya, thank you so much for that. Also to Rud, I know he's been a very valuable help, and to Nap Time as well for again helping get the things going again. It is so good to have the State of the Challenges back. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's really good. So thank you to you guys, and you know, again, your blood is worth bottling, as my grandma used to say, because it is so wonderful to see things looking good. Zaya says kind of fun, actually. Oh, that's good. Yes, Fair, it is wonderful to have it back. We do appreciate it, so thank you guys. Again, to everyone in the chat room that is here, thank you for giving a little bit of your time today to hang out. Apologies that couldn't have Fair with us. We will get her issue sorted. Damn technical issues. If it's not mine, it's someone's else. So Fair, we will definitely look at that and see if we can get that sorted, to help you get that sorted, most definitely. But again, thank you guys for being here. Those that are listening through on the podcast, I appreciate that. Again, thank you so much. All right, well, We will be back next week, which is Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which will be our 7th anniversary show of the WoW Challenges podcast. Again, who would have thunk I've been doing this show for 7 years? It's kind of crazy. It is fantastic. We have gone through many ups and downs, so we're going to have a little bit of a celebration next week. Because again, you know, amazing. So, yeah. Where you can find us. Don't forget, all the bits and pieces are over at thewildchallenges.com. I have got the information for the fashion show is there. If you're not sure, I did a blog post over there as well. Also, you can read the journeys of all our amazing Shadowlands champions. We have many stories, and you know, it is quite inspiring to read them. So please go check that out. There's always something interesting when you read someone's journey with their tune. So I always find that fascinating. Don't forget, on the website, you can also find all of our socials, which is Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channel. So if you're not sure where to go, website is always the best place to check it out. If you want to listen to the show again, or you want to listen to the show, pop over to places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And a reminder, if you want to contact the show, whether you have got a question, a joke, a pun, your entries for the fashion show, you've got a memory you want to share for next week's anniversary show, please send me an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. All right, that comes through to me, and you can certainly, you know, shoot through any other messages via the Discord of the various. Send me a direct message, contact the mods, whichever way. All right. For those of you that want to follow me, there's all the stuff. So I have got a link tree, Lita WoW, which has got all the information. Obviously, I'm on email, Discord, Instagram, TikTok, because I'm still addicted to TikTok, I must admit. Twitter, like all the things, and YouTube. So yeah, if you want to follow me, go right ahead, and that would be fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. All right, big thank you to Mr. Bright01 for the intro. We appreciate Russ so much. We love this intro. If you want to find him, he is on Discord as Mr. Bright01, or one word, and all the things that he does to help out WoW Challengers. Again, thank you, Russ. Thank you. And also, very fortunate, my husband Execute, talented man that he is, he helped me with the outro, which you will hear in a moment, and I appreciate him for that, as well as other things that he helps me out with, so regarding to the WoW Challenges in the show. So I thank him very much for that. Anyway, all right, guys, I'm going to wrap this where we have done. I'm going to play the outro again. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Fair. We will sort something out, and we will definitely have you on very soon again so we can catch up. And as always, we love to pick Fair's brain, which is always a fun thing. I like to do that. So we will sort that out. But for the moment, please, everyone, have a wonderful week. Please try and just stay safe, both in and out of game. We will be back next week, and 7th anniversary show next week. So very, very excited. Hi, Mrs. Rock Guru. Hi, she's here. I got your submission too. Yes, sorry, very short show. It's just been a bit like that. But I got your email. So thank you. I'm pretty sure that was from you, so thank you, and I will sort that. All right, guys, so again, please take care, have a great week. We will catch you for the anniversary show, and don't forget to get your fashion strike a pose screenshots in if that's what you'd like to do. All right, take care. Mwah to you all. We'll see you next week. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.